This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The stand is the crucifixion of Christ.
Promises are forever.
In verse 41, likewise, the chief priests also mocking with the scribes and the elders. So we have the chief priests, scribes, elders, all mocking Jesus. And saying this, he saved others, himself he cannot save. So Christ is already on the cross and they're mocking him, saying that he saved others, but he can't save himself. If he is the King of Israel or the King of Kings, let him come down from the cross. Then we'll believe him. He trusted in God. Let God now deliver him. Now, if he will have him, if he will accept him. For Jesus said, I am the Son of God, so why don't God come down and deliver him? In verse 44, even the robbers, the two thieves that were crucified with him, they reviled him with the same thing. In chapter 15, verse 32 of the book of Mark, it says this, let Christ, the King of Israel, descend from the cross, that we may see and believe. Just the same as in the Matthew account. And they that were crucified with him, the two thieves, reviled him. So it's obvious that the two thieves alongside of Jesus were unbelievers and had no respect or fear of the Lord. Both the Jews that were present and the Romans who were there, the Roman soldiers who were there, mocked Jesus. And also these two thieves who were in the same situation as Jesus, they were crucified, and yet they could take time out from their dying to mock the Lord. They were facing death, but what they did was they tapped into the atmosphere. Atmosphere can be charged. This is an important thing to understand. Atmosphere can be charged with anger and violence. We see like in riots where people get caught up. People are, you know, running down the street, breaking windows, burning cars. And people who would never, ever, ever think of being like that or doing that all of a sudden find themselves breaking windows and burning cars. They get caught up in the atmosphere. And they're doing what they would never normally ever think of doing. And the people can be charged with negativity. You ever get around a negative person? And it's like, whew, I got to get away from this person. Just as soon as they open their mouth, there's nothing but, you know, evil coming out of it. Just negativity, one thing after another. And then a depressed person. A depressed person can control the atmosphere around them. You get near them and all of a sudden you are happy, whistling and everything else. You get around them and it's, ugh. You plug into their atmosphere. People in the world, they go to places to step out of their mundane atmosphere and go find something different. They go to a movie. Could be a sad movie and they'll be melancholy. Could be a comedy, and they'll laugh along with everybody else, even if it's not funny, because the atmosphere is laughing. We used to have churches that would do that. They'd have what they called the laughing anointing. TV does that. They use a laugh track to get you to laugh, at the most stupidest jokes in the world, and they try to generate an atmosphere of laughing. Comedy clubs do that. You're laughing at things you don't even know why you're laughing at them, because you're plugged into the atmosphere. So people attend these things in the world to step out of their norm and to do something else. They go to sporting events, and they're charged with enthusiasm. They're fist pumping and everything and screaming, and it's a release for them to step out of their, you know, normal, which is for them is really not that much fun. So they go to these things to be entertained, they call it, but it's really to get into a different atmosphere and to feel what that atmosphere has to give me for the moment. Then I leave the event, I leave the movie, I leave the performance, I leave whatever I went to, and I'm back to where I was. A drug addict will use drugs to artificially give him a different atmosphere to dwell in. An alcoholic will do the same thing. They don't want to live in the present because to them maybe they don't really know the purpose for their living or where they're going or what they're doing or why am I here. And that's depressing for them, so they look for a different atmosphere that's not so depressing. And, of course, the entertainment industry makes billions of dollars on people who come to them to change the way they feel, at least momentarily. And don't be condemned by that. I'm not telling you not to do that stuff, but just remember it's an atmosphere. And remember, ultimately, who controls atmospheres. In Ephesians 2:2, you can see the verse there. You once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, speaking of the devil, of the authority of the atmosphere, the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Who are the sons of disobedience? Those that reject Christ as their Savior. The atmosphere at the cross was murderous. The atmosphere at the cross was a mocking spirit. And even the two thieves, who you would think, you know, what have they got to mock about? They're in the same boat. They're on the cross too. They're going to be dead in a matter of hours. And before they die, they're going to suffer and be tortured. Why would they bother taking the third guy and be mocking him and reviling him? It's because of the atmosphere they were in. It was a mocking spirit in that vicinity, and it was causing the chief priests, scribes, Pharisees, Roman soldiers, everybody to just mock the Lord. And you know what mocking means, right? Yes, you do. So in Luke 23:49, it said that all of his acquaintances, which means all those that followed after him, including the disciples, and the women that followed him from Galilee, they stood at a distance watching these things. Why were they at a distance? They didn't want to be around that atmosphere. They were repelled by that atmosphere. That atmosphere made them feel fearful that murderous and mocking spirit would turn on them. So they followed at a distance. Look at Peter in Matthew 26:58. It said, but Peter followed him at a distance. Not too close. When he was arrested in the garden and taken to one of the first of the six trials, and Peter went to the first trial, and he stood at a distance, kept his distance. He was in the high priest's courtyard, and he went in there and he sat down with the servants. And that's the same place that the little servant girl came up to him and accused him of being one of the disciples, and he denied it three times, as you know. So, but he didn't want to be, that atmosphere was repelling him. An atmosphere that was arresting Christ, lying about Christ, wanting him dead. Peter didn't want to be included and be the fourth cross on the hill. And so he kept his distance. When you and I come together as a church, we create an atmosphere. Our atmosphere is different. We worship God. We have faith in God. We have the fear of the Lord, which is trusting in Him. We are thankful to God. We sing praises to God. We create an atmosphere that is totally different than the ones that are in the world. Matthew 18:20, you know this verse. Everyone knows this verse. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there. My presence is in their midst. If they gather together in my name and they're worshiping and singing and so forth, we have the promise of the Lord that He's right here with us. And so that's an amazing thing. And so we have this atmosphere, and in that atmosphere, if the devil has no, if all of you are singing and all of you are focused in like you are right now, the devil has no place here. He withdraws. He withdraws. In Luke 4:13, look at that verse. And when the devil had ended every temptation, and he didn't get anywhere with his temptations. He couldn't get you to look around. He couldn't get you to be distracted. He couldn't get you to fall asleep. He couldn't get you to do anything. So when he ended all his temptations, he got nowhere. It says he departed. He departed until he had a better opportunity. He departed. And the devil does depart. When we're worshiping, when we're praying, when we're preaching the word, everybody's focused in, there's an anointing, the devil departs. He's got no person in the room that he can mess with, because we're all together. When believers go on outreach, you talked about outreach this morning. When they go on outreach, you've got two atmospheres colliding. The door opens and there's one atmosphere in the house and there's one atmosphere outside of the house. The one outside of the house is faith in God, looking for the Spirit to do a work on this person's heart. It's a desire to reach them. It's the love of God knocking. We care about your eternal existence. We're knocking. We care about you. With God's love, there's an atmosphere, and then there's one in the house. There could be 10 kids running around. It's turmoil. The atmosphere of turmoil is there. The atmosphere of unbelief is there. There's all kinds of atmospheres, and they both collide, and we pray the Holy Spirit goes to work on their heart, and they are drawn into our atmosphere, and they receive Christ as their Savior. They may not be. They may just, I'm not interested. Kaboom. Slam the door. And they want to stay within their atmosphere. And you've seen all the atmospheres. If you've been out on the streets, you've seen all the different atmospheres. And but there's always atmospheres colliding when you're on outreach. When Jesus hung upon the cross, the atmosphere was murderous and mocking. These two things, I just wanted you to see that. These two things are
possible. Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986.